Around 280 students and faculty members were evacuated from Montezuma Creek Elementary School Monday morning, as many became sick from a carbon monoxide leak in the school. Superintendent Douglas Wright talks more about the situation.
Yeah, this morning, soon after school started, there was an assembly in the school. Many students and faculty members began to feel dizzy and nauseous and became ill. So we evacuated them from the school, not knowing what was going on, and it just got worse and worse as more and more people became ill.
About 50 were given medical treatment on site, and a student and faculty member in more serious condition were flown by medical helicopter to surrounding hospitals. A water heater exhaust pipe reportedly had dislodged from the back of a water heater in the school, filling the room with carbon monoxide, which flowed into the school, causing the sickness. The building has since been cleared of carbon monoxide, and the school is scheduled to be in session tomorrow. Wright talks about the steps that will be taken as a result of the incident.
Well, tomorrow there will be a public information session held at Whitehorse High School tomorrow in their auditorium, explaining to the public and parents what has happened and assuring them that it won't happen again.
The hospitalized faculty member remains in medical care. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.